Welcome aboard Paulding County to another edition of My Sports. We're live every Saturday morning here from the My 1027 WMYW studios. And my name is Pete Seymour. Thanking you oh so much for choosing to spend a piece of your morning with me chatting some Paulding County athletics. And we have a huge week to break down on the hardwood. The biggest matchup on the year taking place last night in the GMC as it was up for grabs between Tenora and Paulding. We'll talk all about that one coming up here just in a little bit. We have some boys sectional and district brackets we have to talk about. We need to talk about some girls games that happened this past week. And of course, we will have our guest on today to help me do all of that. He is none other than MySports.live commentator, also a play-by-play man for Taylor University. He is Caleb Hatch, so Caleb will join me here coming up in just a little bit. We're going to talk a lot of girls basketball. We're going to talk about the Paulding Panthers. We'll talk about the Raiders. We'll chat about the Archers. And then, of course, we'll get to the guys here in just a little bit. Break down everything that happened last night as the season starts to wind down on MySports.live. Not too many more games you can catch, and we'll get to those at the end with our MySports.live slate of games coming up for the next week, whoever you are. And however you're listening, my name is Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. And we get it all started right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. It's My Sports, and it continues next right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back here on My Sports. We're going to have our guest coming up just here in a little bit. He is Caleb Hatch from MySports.live and Taylor University. We're going to talk some girls' hoops, talk some boys' hoops. But right now, big congratulations to the Paulding Lady Panthers. They are sectional champions with a big-time win over Archbold on Thursday. 53-40 as the Panthers improve to 18-5 and move on to the district semifinals. Kaylee Dunham, she had 17 points to lead the way for Paulding. Brooklyn Bakel, 6-for-6 from the Paulding Ace Hardware free throw line. She came up big when they needed it the most. Brianna Bermejoe, she was an absolute beast in the paint. And SD Peace went on a solo 8-0 run to put the Paulding Panthers on top 40-32 in the second half of play. Again, SD Peace, 8 solo points as the Paulding Lady Panthers went out to an 8-point lead in the second half, and they never looked back. Once again, recapping the scoring, Kaylee Dunham led the way with 17 points. Brooklyn Bakel, absolute star from the Paulding Ace Hardware free throw line, and SD Peace making her mark known with a solo 8-0 run. And the Lady Panthers, they will be back in action at Defiance High School on Wednesday night, and they will tip against Delta. And this is a game that we almost saw last week before all of the weather happened. A really good Delta team that finished second in their conference, a team that was picked towards the bottom of their conference standings, but a really good coach squad from those Delta Panthers. So a Panther-on-Panther battle coming up on Wednesday at Defiance. Get out to the game if you can, because boy, it is going to be a good one. These Paulding Lady Panthers, they definitely need your support. And as I mentioned, these Delta Panthers putting together a really nice season. They are led by Anna Lohman, averaging about 15 points a game, and Kendall Sproul right behind her, also in double figures. So it'll be a fun test to see who wins the battle on the glass. And that Paulding Lady Panther defense with Coach Arlano has really stepped it up over the past few weeks. And this is a team you have to remember with the Paulding girls. And I'm going to ask our guest today, Caleb Hatch, about this here in just a little bit. But they started the season on a win streak. Middle of the season, traded some wins and losses, then put together a really nice win streak, got hot at the right time, and have kept improving throughout this entire season. Again, that's one thing I want to ask Caleb Hatch about. He's had the pleasure to watch these Paulding Panthers and do a lot of their games, so I'm excited to see where he sees the improvement for the Paulding Lady Panthers. But one more time, Lady Panthers of Paulding against the Lady Panthers of Delta. That one coming up Wednesday from Defiance High School. But congratulations to those Paulding Lady Panthers on moving on to the next round. also in action this past week. It was the Antwerp Lady Archers in the Division 6 sectional basketball tournament at Crestview, and it was a tough one for the Lady Archers, ending their season. Crestview 57, Antwerp 23. 7 in the first for Antwerp, 4 in the second, 8 in the third, and then 4 in the fourth. This is a really, really good Crestview team. Caroline Roars once again in double figures like she has done all season long. Can't wait to see where she ends up on the all-GMC list. Eliana Horman, she had 3. Briley Bagley with 3. Madison Peters with 4. Clara Roars with 3. And, of course, Caroline Roars, as I mentioned, with a solid 10 to lead the Antwerp Archers. But Crestview just too much in this one in their offensive performance. It was split all around. Kennedy Kreider, she had 10. Casey Gregory, she had 10. But Ellie Klein, like she has all year, has been so stellar. 22 points to lead the way. But of course, you have to give a shout out to those Antwerp Lady Archers. They battled all year long, coming up short in the first round, but that's okay. We know they'll be back and strong as ever next year. And of course, for the Lady Raiders, they play a little bit later today. That game, it will be airing on mysports.live, so be sure to check out the Green Meadows Conference champions, the red, white, and blue, at the Palace this afternoon. And again, a big-time matchup against the 5-seed Riverdale, a battle between the 4 and 5-seed, and a very intriguing matchup. I've talked to a lot of people about this one. They're really excited for it. We're going to talk about some of the guys' brackets coming up a little bit later, but on the girls' side of things, boy, the Palace, the place to be on a Saturday. That one tipping it too. If you can't make it out to the game, Brady Stabler and Scoop Miller have you covered on mysports.live. So that's a look at the girls' scores from this past week. We talked about the Panthers, we talked about the Archers and the Raiders. Well, they got a big one coming up today. So best of luck to Wayne Trace, best of luck to Paulding on Wednesday. We'll have all those results for you coming up next week. But for now, it's time for a break. When we come back, it's time to welcome our guest onto the show. We're going to talk some more girls' hoops with him. He is Caleb Hatch of Taylor University and, of course, of MySports.live. So we'll have him on and plenty more coming up after that. You're listening to My Sports right here on My 102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
We're talking high school boys and girls hoops here on My Sports, and here to help me do that is none other than another MySports.live commentator. He is Caleb Hatch. Caleb, I appreciate you taking some time today, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
So let's start with a little bit about yourself. I know you're an out-of-towner just like I am. For the people of Paulding County who don't know you, what can you tell them about Caleb Hatch?
Yeah, so I've been broadcasting high school sports for over a decade, multiple different areas. My main job split, I take care of my infant son, and also I'm the broadcaster for Taylor University, which is about in south of Fort Wayne, an NAIA school. My sports actually kind of came to me a couple of years ago, and it's been a great partnership, and just really appreciate everything they do for Paulding County, and also just the coverage they provide for the schools in the area too.
Yeah, and that's pretty cool. That was one of the questions I really wanted to ask you, is how that you got connected with Joe and Terry at MySports. And I mean, you can echo this. They're really good people to work for. And these games are a lot of fun to broadcast as well. We work with a lot of really good people.
Oh, absolutely. They are outstanding to work with. They do a first-class job. It's a first-class operation. And despite it being small-town high school sports, everything is presented like it's the big league.
Absolutely. So let's dive in. I know you saw a lot of the Paulding girls this year, some of the Antwerp girls this year, but let's talk about those Paulding girls and a team that started on a win streak, went win-loss, and then put together another really nice win streak. What did you see from them this year, and how much more improved were they from a season ago?
Yeah, the number one thing that stood out to me is just they have a lot of young talent on the roster. Yes, they have experience, but it's not just the experienced talent. It's the people kind of coming up for the team, like a Kaylee Dunham, for example, and they have so many people. They're so balanced. It's not one or two people that you got to stop on a given night. You feels like there are four, five, six people who could step up any given game for them.
Now, the one game that I circled from their schedule from this past year, I don't think anybody saw this coming, was the loss to Wayne Trace. I mean, 50-19, and that was, again, one that anybody I've talked to did not see that coming. One team was playing their best basketball, one team maybe not having their best night. But after that game, I think that team really turned it on, and heck, a second in the GMC is definitely not a bad season.
Oh, absolutely. That was a shocking result, especially with how they were playing going into that game. To lose like that, but then they bounced back. They went on a winning streak right after that. And look, their losses are against some of the better schools in the area. I mean, Wayne Trace, really, really good program. That's one of those schools that's been really good all season. They had a couple of good wins to close out the year, lost to Ottaville, nail biter to Edgerton.
Yeah.
So this is a good team. And I think the number one thing with them is, this is the start. This isn't like the kind of the finality of a run. This is the start of what should be a pretty solid 2-3 year run for them.
Exactly. And that's one thing I wanted to mention was this was a team just a few years ago that didn't win many games at all. I mean, I remember when Kaylee Dunham was a freshman stepping out there for a first time and we were saying, man, she's going to be good in a few years. Well, those few years are starting to come pretty quickly. So I think I can echo that statement. I think the ceiling for this Paulding ladies team moving forward and for Coach Arlano, there's a ton of potential there.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's the thing that stands out with them is the depth and everything they have, the young talent on the team. They're going to be around and be a contender in the GMC for a couple of years to come.
Well, of course, Wayne Trace, they take the GMC on the ladies' side of things. A heck of a season by the Lady Raiders. But I know you also saw a lot of the Antwerp Archers girls team. And how special is to see Caroline Roars in person?
Oh, she's phenomenal. And, you know, you focus on the scoring because that's what you see and that's what gets, you know, printed and whatnot. But the thing that stood out to me the most in doing Antwerp games this year was her offensive rebounding ability. She's the smallest girl on the floor most of the time, and she's in there getting offensive rebounds at 5'4", and doing an exceptional job of getting second chance shots. And that just comes down to effort. And, you know, teams are throwing their best defense at her, and she's not stoppable, quite frankly. And so she was just so impressive to watch throughout the season.
And I know, again, it was a tough season for the Lady Archers, but again, they were able to string a few wins together, especially at the end of the year. I know, able to beat Hicksville and then beating Ayersville as well. Those are two close wins that, as this team grows and continues to develop, those are the ones they'll look back up from this season where they know they learned a ton about themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. It's closing the season pretty strong, winning two out of the last three, as you mentioned. It's a team where I think you had the senior leadership of Caroline Roars, and then it's just a lot of people kind of finding their footing. And I think that will be the thing you look at moving forward is who develops and who steps up after she's gone. And that's going to be a fascinating storyline for next season.
Well, and you talk about finding your footing, just to jump back to Paulding really quick. They found their footing, I think, on the defensive side of the ball early in this season. That was a big bright spot for the Lady Panthers. I thought they played really good defense, but their rebounding and their perimeter shooting is one thing that got a lot better as the season progressed, and it was really cool to see that growth from them.
Yeah, three-point shooting, not really part of their forte throughout most of the season. That improved. And I think their defense, I mean, look, defense should be your bread and butter for any basketball team, but the pressure they can put on other teams, I think that was impressive. The press that they have, it's pretty tough for teams to work their way around. So I thought those were the things that kind of stood out as the season went along.
I also really like how Coach Arlano really plays to his ladies' strength. You talk about how outside shooting, really not their strong suit, but they play to their strengths, and that's how they were able to win some basketball games. So credit Coach for being able to recognize those early and get the job done late.
Look, you got to adjust to what your personnel is, right? And I think he did an outstanding job of doing that this year and kind of molding his team around what he had and not what he lacked.
Was there anything that surprised you covering the Green Meadows Conference and girls basketball in general?
I mean, really, just Wayne Trace's blowout win over Paulding. That was a massive surprise. That set the tone for the conference throughout the season. You really thought Paulding could be a contender to the very end, and they were close, but Wayne Trace, I mean, they were dominant in conference play, and I was very impressed with what they did in the biggest game they came through, and they took care of business.
Caleb, one other thing I wanted to ask you. People up in the Toledo area where I personally live, they ask me all the time, you know, how would some of these teams in Paulding County compare to some of the teams in Toledo? And we'll actually see on the boys' side, Paulding taking on Lake, which should be a really good matchup out of the NBC, the Lake Flyers. But I always tell them, I said, man, they're really good. It's small town stuff, but it doesn't matter year after year. It kind of depends on the class you have, but they can compete with anybody. And that's the one thing I really like about the GMC and the coaches in it is how they schedule really, really tough non-conference games that prepare them for Green Meadows conference play. So how do you think some of these teams would stack up with some of the teams in Fort Wayne or Indianapolis?
Yeah, with schools that are similar size, I think they'd stack up pretty well. I mean, the problem is when you're looking at schools, they're similar size, they're often private schools, so it's not even really a fair comparison to begin with. But when you're looking at public schools and what they do, they absolutely stack up. And I think the thing that's cool is you get to see different teams go on different cycles. You know, people say, well, the seventh grade class is really good, you know, and we've had their eye on them since they were, you know, 10 years old or whatever. And then you get to that class and then they show up and they get the results. People have been saying, hey, we've been looking for this grade for so long. I think that's the part that's really cool about it is, you know, fans kind of get a sneak peek in a way leading up to these outstanding classes and outstanding runs in high school because they're seeing it middle school and they're seeing it in elementary and the other grades way before that.
It's really fun to talk to coaches in the area about that too and how their younger grades and how they really develop their program because, again, being smaller schools, you have to do that. You have to have those principles in place from a young age so when they get up to the varsity level, they're ready to hit the ground running. But I also just had that conversation with somebody the other day talking about the Antwerp boys and them having a tough season, and I had asked, you know, how are they going to be in the future? Do you see some promise there? How are the younger grades? And they told me, man, their seventh and eighth grade class, I think, is undefeated. They're fantastic. So just to echo that, it is pretty funny how they know automatically, like, hey, look out for these guys in a few years.
And that's the part you get in small town and smaller high schools that you just don't know. And in other schools, yeah, there might be one dynamic player at a bigger school that everyone knows about, but you may not even know about that till middle school, whereas these towns, they know about it when the kids are pretty young, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, they already know, hey, look forward to this class, and I think that part's really cool.
Well, Caleb, hey, I'll let you get going. Thank you so much for the time today, man. Really appreciate it, and thank you for all the work you do on MySports.live.
Absolutely, appreciate it.
This has been Caleb Hatch of Taylor University and, of course, MySports.live. Plenty more MySports coming up next, so stay with me. You're listening right here on My102.7 FM.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh, your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
We're back here on My Sports, and we have a doozy of an evening to break down from one night ago. The Green Meadows Conference up for grabs. Paulding, Wayne Trace, and Tenora all with a shot at a three-way split of the GMC title. So let's take a look at how it all went down, and we'll start with the Wayne Trace side of things. Because it was Tenora who was in first who took down Wayne Trace earlier in the year, Paulding traveling to Tenora last night, and Wayne Trace taking on Fairview, and it was the red, white, and blue with a 68-49 win over the Fairview Apaches, led by Cadenson with 22 points. Tanner Lockoff, he was also in double figures with 12. Behind him, Zach Stoller. Boy, he has really developed over this season. He had 8. Brady Miller with 6. Lance Manley with 7. And Tyson Gerber also contributing 5. So, Wayne Trace earns a split of the Green Meadows Conference Championship. That is their 33rd in school history because Paulding goes on the road to Tenora and takes down the undefeated Tenora Rams in conference play. Now they have one blemish, and it is the Paulding Panthers. So, Wayne Trace, Paulding, and Tenora all splitting the GMC title. Tenora led it, like I said, the entire way, but Paulding heads to Tenora, knocks them off last night, and then Wayne Trace picks up the win against Fairview, and there we have it. It is a three-way split for the GMC this year. So it was the 10th straight win for Logan Stoller's squad one evening ago, and boy, have they been just stacking up the wins, improving throughout the entire year. And let's take a look at the stats. Jordan Manns, 4 clutch free throws late in the game, and he had a game-high 13 points. He has really come on strong, has Jalen Manns. Blake Roanhouse, the leading scorer for the Paulding Panthers, he put together a string of a bunch of 20-point games in a row. He added 12. And for Tenora, Connor Welling and Josh Lieb each led the Tenora Rams with 12 points, but it wasn't enough as Paulding wins their 10th straight, 13-8, 6-1 in the Green Meadows Conference as Tenora falls to 16-4, the only blemish coming to those Paulding Panthers. So, Wayne Trace, Tenora, and Paulding, a three-way split for the GMC this season. Wow, what a year it was. Congratulations to all of those teams. I saw all of them in person. They have three different styles of play, which I think is very interesting, but they all get it done in the best way possible. So the GMC crown split three ways this season, and that hasn't happened in quite some time, I would assume. I don't know that exact stat completely, but wow. Well done, Paulding, Wayne Trace, and Tenora. Tenora really was a lot of fun to watch and cover throughout the season, but Paulding, are you kidding me? 10 straight wins. That's something special. 10 straight wins for Logan Stoller's squad and Wayne Trace. You know what? They've been pretty consistent all season long. They've kind of been in that third place on the back burner a little bit, but they got the wins done when it really mattered. And again, their 33rd GMC championship in hand this season. Also from last night, it was the Antwerp Archers picking up their first Green Meadows Conference victory of the season, and it was a 6-point victory over the Hicksville Aces, Antwerp 44, Hicksville 38, and then Edgerton taking down Ayersville 53-44. So one more time, your scoreboard from one evening ago. Paulding over Tenora by 3, 47-44. Three-way split for the GMC crown between Wayne Trace, Paulding, and Tenora. And it was Wayne Trace over Fairview 68-49, Antwerp 44, Hicksville 38, Edgerton 53, and Ayersville 43. So coming up, let's start with the Paulding Panther boys. They will be taking on Lake. Lake out of the NBC. And an NBC that's just a little bit down this year. But again, the 3 seed against the 5 seed, Lake versus Paulding. The winner of that at the bottom of the bracket will get the winner of Archibald and Swanton, the 6 and the 2 seed. But when we slide up to the top of this bracket, that's where those Tenora Rams are. And the 8 seed Liberty Center and Emmanuel Christian out of Toledo, that's going to be a really interesting matchup. That one happening on the 18th. The Lake and Paulding matchup, that is on the 21st, but this is a really interesting bracket this year, and I've had a lot of people in Toledo ask me about the Paulding Panthers because, of course, up in Toledo, they see the Lake Flyers all the time. What can we expect from these Paulding Panthers? And I said, man, a darn good game. So Paulding and Lake, get out to it if you can't. It'll be a fun one. You're coming up next week. And also coming up next week, 1/3 of those GMC champs, the 5 seed Wayne Trace, will take on Bluffton, and they will get the winner of the 6 seed, Ada, against Lima Central Catholic. Lima Central Catholic is darn good this year, but Wayne Trace, again, playing on the 21st against Bluffton, the 5 seed against the 3 seed. And I mentioned the Antwerp Archers pulled out a really nice victory one evening ago, their first Green Meadows Conference victory of the season, and that was against the Hicksville Aces. 5-16, 1-6 in the GMC for the Antwerp Archers. Antwerp 46, Hicksville 38. They trailed by 5 after the first quarter, but a big second and a big third was the difference. It was 28 points in those two quarters, add another 13 to equal their 46 for the game. And it was Zane McMichael with 18 to lead the way. He is sure to be on an all-Green Meadows Conference squad. Coming up here shortly, Hampton Rogie, he had 8. Also with 6 was Drew Eakin. And then Keegan Gray Wyckoff also chipping in a really nice 8 points. He's going to be another bright spot for this Antwerp Archer basketball program moving forward, as well as on the football field for Coach Hale. But these Antwerp Archers, they will be back. And you know what? They do have some tournament action as well, as they will take on Patrick Henry. It's the 1 seed versus the 8 seed, and that will be on the 21st. So they will get the winner. Of course, if they defeat Patrick Henry, who's a really good squad of Hicksville and Fairview, so some GMC teams in there. But once again, on the 21st, the Antwerp Archers taking on PH, the 1 seed. So one more time to wrap it all up. 3-way champions this year, Paulding, Wayne Trace, and Tenora of the Green Meadows Conference, all splitting the crown. Heck of a year from all three squads. I got to see all three in person, and they're all three very, very good in very different ways. But congratulations to all three of you, and best of luck moving forward. All right, it's time for a break here on My Sports. When we come back, we'll wrap it all up like we do each and every week with our MySports.live slate of games. And of course, a few thank yous we need to pass along. This is My Sports, and it continues next. Stay with me, Paulding County. We're back after this right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back to put a lid on this one like we do each and every week. Hope you know by now it's with our MySports.live slate of games. Not too many more coming up for this year. Boy, I can't believe I'm saying that. What a year it's been. I'm so thankful and so blessed to be able to be out in Paulding County doing so many games for so many great schools. Paulding, Wayne Trace, and Antwerp really do have a special thing with MySports.live in the area. But we also have to hand out a few thank yous, and the first one, it goes out to our guest today, all the way from Fort Wayne. He is Caleb Hatch, the voice of Taylor University, and of course, calling some of the MySports.live games, especially for the Paulding girls and the Antwerp girls this past season. Caleb, thank you so much for taking some time today, helping me break it all down. I really do appreciate all of the insight and all of the hard work you do for MySports.live. So coming up a little bit later today, yes, I said it, the last two on the MySports.live schedule, Brady and Scoop, will bring you the Wayne Trace and Riverdale tournament game. That is coming up at 2 o'clock. And then the Wayne Trace boys a little bit later against Shawnee with Brady and Scoop all day long. And that is what it looks like for our MySports.live slate of games this week. Again, I can't believe we're starting to wrap everything up, but good luck to all moving on in the tournament, all those playing here in this next upcoming week. We'll have those results coming up next week. Panthers, Archers, Raiders, best of luck moving forward. It has been a heck of a season so far. And of course, if you missed it, a 3-way split of the GMC crown this season, Paulding, Wayne Trace, and Tenora all getting a share. Few more thank yous, and they go out to our sponsors before we get out of here for the day, and those are Williamson Crop Insurance, the athletic boosters of Paulding, Wayne Trace, and Antwerp, Schweller Electric, Paulding County Economic Development, and of course, the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. We thank you so much for your support, not just this season on My Sports, but each and every season. I thank you so much for your support and allowing me to tell the stories of the high school athletes in Paulding County. Well, that will do it for me today. Plenty more tournament coverage coming up next week, but for now, whoever you are and however you've been listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. Have a safe week, Paulding County. I'll talk to you next week, same time, same place, right here in the My 1027 WMYW studios. Until then, have a great week, and you take care.
sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.